Kurt right now in Las Vegas for the Women's Mountain West Basketball Tournament, completed for Boise State, and the Men's Basketball Tournament, of course, tonight at 9:30. We'll have the game here on Sports Radio, The Ticket, 93.1 FM, and on 670 KBOI. And Kurt joins us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Kurt, it's good to talk to you. How has life been in Las Vegas? A long time to wait in between the women's game and tonight's men's game.
Sure is. You know, been down here since Monday, getting ready for the women's game, and been attending some AD meetings, and just waiting for tip at 8:30 our time tonight. So excited for our men to get rolling this evening against Colorado State.
We do forget that this does present that opportunity for athletic directors to get together. Was there a formal meeting, Kurt, where there was an agenda, some items that needed to be checked off that we may be hearing about, or was it fairly routine?
Well, I don't know if there's items that you'll be hearing about, but we do normally meet down here. Obviously, it's convenient. The conference is down here and all the athletic directors with all the teams, so it's an opportunity for us to get together when we're all in the one, you know, one place at one time. So very helpful to have that meeting, and we had it this morning for about 3 hours, and then everybody headed off to the Thomas and Mack for the games, and we're just sitting here in the hotel waiting for tonight. So.
Well, Kurt, I know the first news of the week, of course, was that the Boise State women did not survive UNLV. I know that was difficult. And just listening to Gordy Presnell, that sounded like he was disappointed in effort and all that stuff. He was so open about it. You probably saw the game. What was your takeaway in talking to Coach Presnell?
Well, I mean, we've obviously got some very disappointed young women. Certainly last or Tuesday night in that locker room was not a great place to be. They had high expectations going into this tournament and hopefully wanting to get a shot at the end, which, you know, for the most part will probably be Colorado State, but you never know. You know, we actually didn't play that bad. We had a lot of open looks. I don't know if I've seen so many threes go in and out of the basket. We just, when we had to make a shot, we couldn't. And we've run into that a few times with both the men and the women. And so, you know, you come to these tournaments and you got to put 3 days together, and the one who's able to do that most consistently usually is the team standing at the end. So really unfortunate. I feel bad for our team and Coach Presnell and our staff, and they had much higher expectations. They certainly did not expect to be gone after the first round. So, you know, overall 19-11, a pretty good season, but I think they had more in mind, but at the same time, you know, we got a lot of kids that are coming back from this team that have been in the tournament before, and so I think the future for that program is in good hands, and, you know, they'll just start to break down this season and get ready for next year. So,
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest on Ask the AD. You can hashtag Ask the AD on your Twitter account. We can get Kurt the question, or send us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. By the way, the score between Nevada and New Mexico is close. New Mexico's up by one, 46-45, a little under 10 minutes to go at the Mountain West Conference Basketball Tournament. Kurt, let's stay with men's basketball. You've been involved long enough at Boise State. I thought if there was a bid to be made for any of the postseason tournaments outside of the NCAAs, those requests start coming in by now. Have those come in, and is something like that still possible, or is it too early?
We've been asked. We've decided not to participate in the CBI or the CIT on both the men's and women's side. So we're not going to go down that path. I think the men obviously still alive down here in Las Vegas, so we'll see how that goes. The WNIT for the women, you know, may have been a possibility if we could have won one or two games down here. So we'll kind of see how that goes. But for now, the women are probably done this year, and unless we get a call that we might not be expecting. But hopefully we hang tough tonight and we keep it alive for the tournament, which I think we've got a great opportunity ahead of us. And, you know, I think as you saw today, Utah State certainly could have beaten San Diego State. So I think this championship is up for grabs, and I feel good about our team.
Kurt, you mentioned the CIT and the CBI. Does that also include Vegas 16? Are you going to keep that intriguing option open just in case?
Yeah, we'll keep that open. We've had some discussions down here a little bit with that. Haven't talked to Leon much about that, to be honest. He's focused on tonight, which is exactly where I think he needs to be. and our team is, you know, obviously getting ready to play tonight. And if we have to go down that road and we're out of this tournament maybe earlier than we thought, then we will certainly have that discussion with them.
What are the pluses and minuses of the other, the CBI and the CIT? And as I understand it, Kurt, one of those tournaments really involves a lot of small colleges that really wouldn't even involve Boise State anymore. Maybe the other one.
Yeah, it does. You know, there's also some real tough financial commitments to those tournaments, especially if you're trying to host them. And so you have to take that, I think, into account when you're looking at these things. And after talking to both of our coaches, it wasn't that they were completely against those tournaments. I think we talked about this a while ago, but I think it's advantageous for your program to try and participate in those things if you can find a way to pay for it, especially when you have a young team where you can get some additional practices and additional games going into next year. But after talking with both of our coaches, we decided to forego those two opportunities on both sides.
So. Kurt Apte joining us, Boise State's athletic director on Ask the AD. Hashtag Ask the AD on your Twitter account or get us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. Kurt, we can stay with the topic of money. And I don't know what was discussed today, but I did see this piece from the NCAA that they're going to distribute $200 million to Division I schools to be used to benefit student athletes for this cost of attendance and scholarships issue. It comes right out in the spring of 2017. At face value, if everybody got the same, it's $500,000-some-odd in a lump sum. But since you have more scholarships in some of the FCS Division I schools than the Boise States and other schools would get more. Do you have any more information? And how big of a deal is or isn't that?
Well, if it's $500,000, it's a big deal. In our world, that's a lot of money. We currently get overall from them a distribution of about $1 million. $700,000 to $750,000 of that goes towards our grant and aid assistance here at Boise State. And then another approximately $300,000 goes towards sports sponsorship and academic support. So, you know, we count on that money every year. It's very, very helpful to our program. I think it's hard to figure out exactly what that number is going to be in 2017. There's a lot of schools. So even though $200 million sounds like a lot of money, when you break it down to all the schools that get a piece of that pie, you know, it might not be as big a number in comparison to the attractiveness of the number $200 million. So if it is somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000, that's a great benefit to our campus and to our programs. And hopefully that number will be, you know, somewhere around there come spring from now. So we're looking forward to hearing what that's going to be.
Would you earmark that in a specific place, or would you just kind of dump that in the overall general budget, or maybe apply it to cost of attendance or a foundation or health insurance or any specific ideas?
Well, you know, Mike, all those I think we would consider. That the cost of attendance is something that's a big challenge for us, as you guys know. That's an annual cost that we've taken on that we've got to raise money for. So, you know, without putting much thought into where the money would exactly go at that time, we would certainly look at cost of attendance as being one of the, you know, maybe top three or four priorities where we would use the money. So,
what is that number, Kurt? The Prater and I were guessing. I thought at one point it was in the 850,000 range. Prater said maybe even over $1 million a year. What? Yeah. Or does that fluctuate?
It's about $1 million, 1.1, somewhere in there.
Woo.
Yeah.
You're looking at roughly 230 athletes at about $5,000?
200, I think we've got 240.
240?
Equivalent to the scholarship cost. So, that, you know, equates to a lot of money in our department. And so $1 million added on to that is, you know, something that's a challenge for us. But I also think it's a good way to reach out to our donors and explain what that is and what it does for the student athletes at Boise State. And, you know, we've had some people step up and say that they've helped us with that. The BAA has had a tremendous year in raising money, and they're going to be able to chip in a little bit more to help us cover that cost, but we've still got a ways to go. And the money that's being promised, you know, from the NCAA right now will help us in that area.
Why do you think the NCAA is doing that? Is this more of the softer, kinder, student-athlete-friendly NCAA, or do they have another motive?
I don't think so. You know, I think it even said it in the article, but one of the things they talk about is, you know, there's been a lot of rules that have changed, and cost of attendance is a great example of that. I think they are very aware that when they make a rule like that, there are some schools that can handle that cost no problem, and there's many others that really struggle finding ways to raise the money to pay for something like that. So I think they realize that, and, you know, they've stepped up in a real positive way to help those schools out. And, you know, some schools will benefit much more because of the help that they need in comparison to some schools that may not need it as much. So I think they're just stepping up and helping out based on the rules and the changes that have been made that truly affect the bottom line of all the Division I schools across the country.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Boise State's athletic director, joins us Thursdays here at 5 on Sports Radio, The Ticket, and Ask the AD. Kurt, when the cost of attendance number was finalized and you guys looked at it and said, okay, how are we going to absorb a $1.1 million hit to our bottom line? How did that, it's not like, I've seen your books. I don't see $1.1 million in a net profit on an annual basis laying around. So how did that get absorbed? How did that work?
Well, you know, I was not around when that decision was made. That does not mean that I am not in favor of it, because you've got to go that route to give your coaches an opportunity to recruit on an even playing field. So that decision was made because we knew that we had to arm our coaches when they're out on the road recruiting, because they're going up against schools that are offering that. So it's one of those things where you probably don't identify the ways right off the bat on how you're going to raise it, but, you know, there's only a certain amount of areas that we can focus on that are going to help us raise that money. One is obviously selling more tickets next year for football and basketball, creating more ways for people to give to the BAA, increasing revenue to our sports through our special events and all the things that we do on the external side of the business to raise the money. So we've put a plan in place, not all the way done yet, but we've talked about how we're going to try and get there. And, you know, we're going to have to reach out to the people that support our program like we've always done in the past. And as you guys know, you know, Bronco Nation has always stepped up to the plate to help us be great. And I'm hopeful that they're going to continue to do that for us.